Hey guys, welcome back to our third episode of Modern Mate. Weston and I are here just doing roommate things.
Whatever else you do on a Friday afternoon.
I know. So, today is gonna be kind of random, but I'm really excited about it because Weston and I have had some really good conversations lately, just like in our personal life. Just really kind of deep thing. And I started looking over the itinerary that we had printed out of, oh, we're gonna do this for the podcast, like this episode. And we kind of had it all laid out nice and pretty what we wanted to do. And then we both started to kind of like fumble a little bit because we felt too like we were being too scripted. And I'm like, why can't we just like record us having a normal conversation? So we were trying to decide when we were gonna record our next podcast, and I found a podcast. It's called The Best Life by Jill Coleman and Danny Johnson. And today I listened to the episode about living an unconventional life and talking about the imaginary timeline that we all have in our heads about life. After listening to the episode and just having like, I just had a really like crazy past couple days, tons of obstacles thrown around. I'm pretty fired up. So after listening to their podcast and kind of just like life events, I was like, you know what? We've got passion to talk about this imaginary timeline. And I feel like after listening to my podcast today with Jill Coleman and Danny J, like I kind of feel like that gave me permission. Like, you know what? Like, I am not the only person in this world that like wants to live like a little bit of an unconventional life. And then Wes and I got into a discussion about just from where we're from and everything, kind of the timeline that's subconsciously in your head. And I feel like some of the reasons why I've gotten so upset about some of these obstacles and setbacks I've had lately is because of that stupid timeline in the back of my head. And I feel like more of a failure than I really am, because I think in my head I'm like, why am I not at this point in life yet? Why have I not hit this milestone? Why am I not making this amount of money? Like, all these things have went through my head when ideally it's just because of some stupid timeline that's in my head that's not even real. So that's where Wes and I decided, you know what, we're gonna jump on, give a real like intentional podcast instead of the little script that we had going on before. So hopefully you guys enjoy this one and can relate a little bit to us. So, Weston, do you wanna pop in and give us some timeline
Oh
on
man, I
your?
think you had something going because mine's going to be more kind of a little different, and I think it'd be a good point of view. But let's keep going with your unconventional point of view on this timeline because mine's going to be more conventional, and I think this reaches out to everybody.
That's true. So, I guess, like, super backstory short, like came from just a very stereotypical family. We were just a middle class family in suburbia, Ohio. Like lived comfortably, but there was definitely that timeline like instilled in my head. I think being like the first born, and maybe because my parents were so young when they had me, they were super strict. And I mean,
Oh, yeah.
they even admit now, like we joke like about things about how much they relaxed throughout having three of us, and now that they're raising my niece, I just like laugh. I'm like, the rules that I lived under versus my sister versus my brother versus my niece now are just totally different. Like
They always want that first one to just be so
yeah,
perfect.
like you will be president of student council. You will be on National Honor
You're gonna
Society.
do your
You
homework
will
every
be a
time you come
varsity sports
home, yep.
player. Yeah, for every minute you're late on your curfew, you're grounded for a week. Like, things were
But that
just
just
super
puts
extreme.
silly societal restraints on you, like when you get out of your parents' house, then you start putting your own restraints, like, oh, everybody else is doing this, so I need to be doing this.
Yeah, well, right out
Everybody
of high
else
school,
is.
that's where things got messed up. Was right out of high school, so I was 17 when I graduated high school. I was like young for my class. I was still 17 when I went away to college that Because we started school in August and I didn't turn 18 till September. So I actually went away to college at 17. I had it in my head, like, oh, because you graduate high school, you go to college, you do the job, blah, blah, blah. I had it in my head, like, oh, I'm ahead of the game. Like, I'm going to be, like, 20, freshly 21 when I graduate college, which means I'm going to be doing this and doing that. And I'm going to have, like, my husband in my house by 25 and kids a year later. And
you'd be the retired cool person at, like, 42 who's,
yeah,
like,
that me and my husband were just going to be the perfect team and we were going to, like, have this life. And then, so, I go away to college at 17, that first year out, and I was my first year out of a fairly strict house. And I'm not saying it was the right thing, but I went buck wild. I was like, woo! Like, I don't have a curfew. No one's telling me anything.
No one at home, don't act like you weren't that person. I imagine, like, 7 out of 10 viewers were that person.
Yeah. So then, of course, like, my grades weren't up to par with what my parents thought. So I went back home to the branch for the next fall. And then that's when I met Austin, who ended up being my boyfriend for 8 years. So at that point, I was 19 when I met Austin, and I thought, like, okay, like, I just started a year too late. Like, my parents have known each other since they were 16. They got married at 18, had me
at
19.
But at this point, you're still on the right path, right?
Yeah, like, so I'm thinking, okay, I'm just a little behind. Like,
still on the same track,
but
right?
I'm still on this timeline, this imaginary timeline.
Right.
So things kind of, like, obviously progress with Austin and I. We live together. We open a business. And it was right about that five-year mark. I remember at Christmas, just kind of, like, people deciding, like, now's the time that we're going to be awkward and ask you, like, so, when are you guys getting married? Or so, when are you guys going to buy a house? Or so, kids? Or just bringing up something to kind of get, like, okay. So then, and I mean, of course, I had thought about it at that point after 5 years, like, oh, I wonder if we're going to get married kind of thing, but I wasn't panicked. It wasn't, like, a huge thing. Like, I was, Austin and I were happy. Like, our relationship worked for what we had going. We had this business. Like,
you were,
we were having
what
fun.
Everybody else did.
And I think, I thought in the back of my mind, like, oh, eventually, like, we'll get married. And then after almost 8 years, when that didn't work out, and it wasn't like any crazy traumatic breakup, like, we kind of just decided we need to go our separate ways. And so at 27 going on 28, I am freshly single, and when everyone else in my life is getting into the,
I'm ready to
moving
mingle.
In with their boyfriends, they're getting engaged, we've got plenty of friends, like, have kids by that age.
Right.
So I completely go into, like, freak out mode of, like, oh my gosh, I felt like, oh my gosh, I've got to find a boyfriend.
Right.
Like, I need to be perfect to find myself the next suitor and all this. And then when that, like, totally was, like, not how it was going to work out, like, I decided yet again to go back into, like, kind of party mode because I didn't know what to do with myself. Like, I had to make new friends.
How else do you meet
I was
people?
Like, trying to date. It was just, like, weird. So obviously, like, went buck wild again for a year, decided to reel it in, and that's when I got into, like, my fitness and nutrition stuff again. Another non-conventional thing I think about with my parents, I think I threw them for a loop. So the competing thing. Like, they were just not on board with that.
Yeah.
Like, they went and they supported. But, like, I think I've just always kind of, like, thrown my parents these loops where I'm, like, I haven't found, like, the timeline. And because they don't know anything other than the timeline. And, mind you, my little brother has followed the timeline. He's been with his wife since they were freshmen in high school. They stayed together through high school and college. They had a 2-year engagement, a wedding, so now they've got a house, cats, dogs, the whole 9 yards, my brother's an engineer. Same, like, it's kind of the same. I don't know if kids are in the plan for them or not. We haven't, who knows. But, so that's kind of always been, like, my parents don't know anything else, my brother doesn't know anything else, and my sister is just, like, way off yonder doing her own thing. So, that's not even, like, an opinion I care to ask for. But it's just this timeline, and, like, ever since that breakup, I was just felt like, oh my gosh, I'm not a step behind. I am like a whole race behind
so
everyone.
Here's a question people might have, like, you're so against this timeline, but I mean, so are you just anti-timeline in general, or are you against, like, whatever timeline your parents are set for you?
Okay.
Like, do you want a timeline
for your
own
personal
self?
I think, I believe in, like, timelines as in, like, in, I feel like there's a time and a place. Like, in my, like, in career, not even a timeline, I guess I believe more of in, like, goal setting. And goals always have end times. Like, I want to reach, I just always feel like there's a good end time. You know what I mean? Like, I want to.
You want to do this by this quarter. This
yeah, I
want to
have, like,
month,
you
want
to have goals and, like, stuff to reach for. But I don't believe in this overall timeline of life. I believe, like, in certain settings, timelines are good, obviously, for goals and to keep up with your goals and kind of stay on track with life. But I don't think that, like, the whole graduate from high school, go to college, get a, have a 9-to-5, blah, blah, blah. Because that's another thing. I've been given so much shit about not having, like, this conventional 9-to-5 with benefits. Yes,
yeah.
I understand the importance of benefits. If anything were to happen to me right now without benefits, I would be screwed. And I realize that. But at the same time, like, I don't know. I am terrified of being, like, locked down to, like, a desk working for someone else, making someone else's money and someone else's dream come true. But, so it's like I said, my parents, like, I threw them off of the conventional thing of that. Like, the dating thing has been super unconventional. As in,
yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, what do people do now? How do they meet? Like, I realize as a bartender, like, the bar is not a place to meet someone. At the gym, the other place I go, like, I've got my headphones in. That's my me time.
This isn't grade school anymore where you're forced to sit by people.
Yeah, like, I'm not in a classroom where I'm forced to sit around people anymore. So, I don't know, and
do you think this, your, what do we want to call it, just your distaste of the timeline, do you think that's, like, an everybody thing, or is it a you thing, or is it, like, do you think that's how a lot of people should look at it, or do you think that's how it's just,
I think whatever makes you
happy.
Case
by case.
No, I definitely think it's just whatever makes you happy. If 9-to-5 and benefits and, like, that kind of routine is you, your personality, then go for it. You go be the best at what you want to be.
Yeah.
But I just, for the longest time, I, like, even, like, leaving Ohio, I knew I wasn't meant for the life that I saw the people around me living.
Yeah.
I didn't know what I wanted exactly at that time, but I knew, it just didn't feel right. I knew there was something else for me. So moving out here was, like, that big leap, and, but I mean, so I know plenty of people that are out there, like my dad, 9-to-5, my brother, 9-to-5, but they like that. They like the routine of it. They like the steady paycheck. They like knowing I'm off at this time, like, then go rock it. I honestly think it's just whatever. I just don't like that if someone doesn't want a stereotypical 9-to-5, I don't think, because it's not the norm, because it is the minority to want to kind of create your own, like, business, your own career, I feel like it's looked down upon or judged. You're kind of like, I've been looked at because I'm 32 years old and I'm still, I have a bar gig. You know how many people, like, I get the whole, like, oh, is this what you're doing with your life now?
Right.
Or because people don't know my backstory, and because I'm not, clearly I'm not this open with, like, all my bar guests, like, I'm not just spewing my whole life to them. So, like, all they see on that side of the bar is a 32-year-old woman serving them drinks. When really on this side, it is someone that, like, I've owned a business. I've been in a long-term relationship. Like,
and
all these things set
me
back. But, like, I just don't have the urge for the conventional life. I just don't want to be felt, I just don't want to be made to feel bad for it. Like, I just wish there was more support out there. Just like how I said, the timeline. Like, if the timeline's for you, then go for it. I just feel like if you shouldn't feel down on yourself because of a timeline.
Right, you shouldn't hold yourself to someone else's standards.
Yeah, because there's,
just because that's what they
and
want.
And, like, life has changed so much. in, like, the past, like, yes, our families, like, my parents are in their early 50s, and that was, like, that was life. Like, you got married, you had kids, da-da-da. But, I mean, in the generations after, like, so much has changed just because of the internet. You know what I mean? Like, you're able to sell products and things and services online that you never could have before.
Oh, the internet's huge. I mean, social media is huge, and it's just, it's a different game, so.
Yeah, so it's one of those things where, like, yet again, with the timeline, and when I figured out, like, that was why I was so upset, it was like, it's because I'm not where I want to be, but I need to let go of the whole timeline thing and just realize, like, as long as I never get complacent, as long as I don't get comfortable and I'm constantly working at being better, then that's all I can do. Like, this imaginary timeline of, like, Prince Charming falling out of the sky. And
yeah.
Yet again, there's another thing I forgot to kind of bring up. Is, like, how many times I've been asked, not only through dating Austin, but just being single and being a little bit older now. People that have always asking about kids. Like, well, don't you want to have kids? Like, your biological clock. And what if you're, like, by the time you decide.
We'll be able to have some soon.
And all this stuff. And, like, that's another thing I kind of feel like I get, I don't know, looked down upon. I definitely get some judgment. I get some looks when I say, like, people ask about kids. And I just say, I don't know. I don't really know. Like, today, I don't, if, like, in this exact moment, I don't see children in my like life because I don't have a significant other.
And that's the thing, is a lot of them, these people don't even mean to offend you. It's just,
and I've never,
they're not at that point, they're trying to figure out why you're not there because they're not there, or maybe they're there and they think that's just where they should
be. why don't you have this amazing bundle of joy? Well, first of all, like, I wasn't one of those girls that grew up like with this fairy tale wedding in my head and just like, oh, I couldn't wait to be a mom. Like, I just have never been that person. And, like, props to all the badass moms out there. Like, obviously, we need them. But I just never had, like, I'm not one of those women that's, like, gonna go freeze my eggs because if I don't find a man, I'm gonna, like, have kids down the line. Like, I'm not that, like, if I get to that point in life where, like, hey, like, I do want kids and I figure out, like, hey, there's gonna be, I'm gonna go adopt some, like, sweet Jamaican baby. And me and my Jamaican baby are just gonna live the life. But I also can't say, like, it's a hard no. I'm not having kids. I'm not, like, a kid hater. But, like, and I'm not saying that, like, if I meet the right person and, like, it all just feels right, like, I just don't feel like it's fair to completely cross something off my list. But in this moment, no, I don't see children. At this point, like, I don't even have marriages for me because ever since moving to Arizona, like, we've just seen so many different types of relationships.
But that's the whole point of what you're saying, is you shouldn't have marriage scheduled. If it happens, it's because it's what's genuinely best for you and another. It's the whole point of it. It's a union between two people for the better. You shouldn't have it scheduled in your life. That's a huge commitment. So that's just a good way to look at that.
Like I said, my main point is just, like, I did all the things, like, right when I lived in Ohio. And then it all came to an end.
So, moral of the story, don't leave Ohio. Just kidding.
No.
But,
okay.
I know.
But my point was just, like, I did all the things, and things completely turned out differently than I ever expected. I just don't want people to have, like, to feel that urgency or anxiety of the timeline.
So then, speaking about other people, it's the last thing I'll ask you about your take on this, and you can take it wherever you want. But, so what would you say to someone who is stuck on a timeline and they want to get off of it for whatever reason? You know, maybe they are stuck in the monotony of living a normal, mundane life that there you don't see any excitement in, or it's someone who's in the beginning of the timeline process but something's not clicking right. Like, what would you tell someone who thinks that's what they have to do? They could be younger, they could be older, just someone who's like, I'm stuck in a cycle. Like, what do you tell them?
Like, it just, make a decision. You know what I mean? Like, it was just, like, yeah, we farted around and kind of drug our feet getting out here to Arizona. But, I mean, it was just, we made the decision and just, like, did it. You have to make the decision whether you believe in the timeline or you don't. There's not really an in-between.
Yeah.
There might be. Maybe someone has another perspective that I haven't thought of.
So stick to it.
But to me, I feel like you either, like, go for the timeline. And I mean, if you end up being upset about not,
and be cavalier about it.
Yeah, that I mean, you just have to own it, I guess, either way. And then if you're stuck in the mindset of a timeline and you don't, I mean,
don't want to be
shit, send me pointers because we're on the same page. I mean, I'm actively fighting like every day the fact that like I get down on myself about silly things that have been happening lately. Just like, I have my health, my family has their health, but I mean, like, things have just taken a nosedive kind of lately, and I can laugh about it now, but it's...
So, basically, just not be cliche, like, as Nike says, just do it.
Yeah, just do it.
If you're tired of that style of doing something, find what you want to do, and then go do it.
And that's what...
That's how you break the schedule.
My biggest thing that I think I've kind of learned, and yet again, like, this could be helpful, people could argue it, but find someone who has what you want. And I'm not saying, like, oh, be an impersonator, go copy their every move, but, like, don't let the opinions of people that are on a completely, like, if you can't have a person that 100% believes in the timeline and a person that 100% doesn't, like, judging each other. Just let it be. Like,
right, you can't not believe in a system and then try to get notes from a guy who's following the system.
Yeah, you just have to, like, I heavily love, like, I love Danny J and Jill Fit. Like, Jill Coleman. Those two crack me up. And they've lived this super unconventional life, but just recently. They both were in these marriages and, like, life was perfect from the outside. Then it didn't work out, and now they're living, like, you know what I mean? It's not like I ever, years ago, would have said, like, if you would have asked me 5 years ago, like, do you think you'll be living in Arizona with a male roommate and just doing a bunch of randomness, your personal training, your bartending, your cleaning houses, your, like, just doing things right now until you get life figured out? No, I never in a million years. And, like, 10 years ago, I would have, like, been terrified to even hear those words that, like, I wasn't in a relationship and I wasn't, like, at, like, down the street from my family, blah, blah, blah. So, like I said, I kind of feel like rant ended. I feel like I got it off my chest, but, like I said, that podcast today just really resonated with me, and I felt like I needed to take my fire and put it into our podcast. And even though this is our third, and we said we weren't going to really, like, announce or broadcast, start blasting social media about our podcast until after we had at least 5, I think I'm going to start blasting it this weekend. Just because I feel so good
she's
about this
at you
episode.
Guys.
Like, I just feel so good that, like, this
you
was, like, a
dirty,
real topic that came in today that I feel like it just resonates with so many people, this, like, timeline and whether you should go for it or not. And, like, I, not that I'm anybody, but, like, Jill Fit and Danny J gave me permission to live an unconventional life, and I feel like, yes, these are my mentors, these are my people, this is who I want to be, like, I want to listen to you, I want to absorb everything, I want to learn the way they did things, and then do things my way, but, like, be guided by them.
And...
So,
if you give me permission, I think I'll take over the mic for a little bit for you.
Yes, please do, because I need to go grab a drink.
No, you're good.
Water drink.
But no, I listened to this same podcast that Fallon was talking about. And it was actually a really good one about the timeline. And we want to be open-minded to everyone and all groups. And this is what's unique and causes why we started this. Fallon and I get a bunch of good conversations. We have so many different point of views about things. There's so many things we have in common, and so many things are so wild. And with the topic of the day, just a life timeline, I find myself like the polar opposite of Fallon. And I mean, I'm sure, I mean, that's the whole point of this conversation. She's talking to you about how many people tell her that she's wrong for not following it. I'm not that group of people, but I am the people that are those people. I was raised on that setting, just like Fallon was too. Same, just, you know, middle class, conservative, Ohio family, very good, took care of stuff. But honestly, even with all my siblings, you know, I saw with them, they were super unconventional. Maybe only one other one was a schedule follower out of the 5 of us. But, like, I just, my dad got me the habit, even though it was with sports, you know, just waking up early at like 6 o'clock in the morning when I was young, when I was like 13, to do my chores and then go work out for football and stuff. And that's just stuck with me today. And when I stick to that routine, it's just been good for me. And then just so many other things, you know, I did just out of my own want. I always wanted to be a good father, have a family, have kids. That's just something I wanted, not because someone told me, but just one day I just thought it'd be awesome to have kids and I'd love to just have them around me. So to get to that point, I knew it would be for my own well-being and the kids' well-being to follow the timeline, as Fallon said, that people set out for you. Because throw a kid into that whole mixture of everything Fallon just told you in the last 20 minutes, that's a hot mess. So obviously, the parents laid out a track for me to take to get to that route. Now, I tried to stick to it. I did the whole school, went to college, even got the degree. And just my thing is, I still down to heart want to go by a schedule just because I like knowing what's going on, what's going to be coming forward. The problem is there's just the obstacles. And Fallon elaborated on so many of those. And I think the problem is when you're on a schedule, you're oblivious and blind to the obstacles. And when they happen, it's like, oh my gosh, no, a setback. As compared to like Fallon, who's like, she just keeps getting hit by them. She's just like, oh, well, this is life. And that's just a good way to go about it. But I don't have like a, and maybe many of you don't, and if anyone does, please let me know because I'd love to know. I can't give you a perfect reason for why I like that set schedule in life, but it's just something I've been attracted to. So I have found that, like, so I want to have kids, obviously. And like Fallon was saying, when people get to a certain age, sometimes, like, that's a risk you might be taking. So obviously, I can't be like, I'm 26 right now. I need to find a woman who's about my age, and we have 4 years to get married, have a good relationship, and have children. That's crazy to say, but I mean, just looking at what I'm doing right now in the now, obviously, I know people that are older than me that are going out and partying and having a good time. I can still do that. That is counterproductive to raising a good family and setting yourself up to raise a family. And to meet someone who is interested in starting a family with you, it's counterproductive. So, you know, it's just something like I can take little small steps now to at least be prepared for it. You know, they say like that saying, being lucky is just being prepared, like in the right moment. So it's that butchered that and paraphrased it like crazy. That's essentially true. You got to be ready to like take that swing when it's there. So that's something I've always kind of thought about. And another thing I've thought about too is just don't like get down on yourself. I know Fallon and I both had the issue, and like, not even the kids. I mean, I thought I was gonna like go to school at 18. I was playing football and wanted to be a professional football player. I thought I was gonna go pro, if not, at least graduate with a 4-year degree by 23, have a nice job that like is working my way to the top. I thought I'd have like a wonderful, either if not already engaged, just wonderful side person. I thought I'd be taking care of my parents, like buying them a house, like all these things I had put in my head. And I mean, I don't want to sell myself short, but I haven't met some of those expectations. And you know, there's times, you know, when I get upset on myself, like I wish I told myself I wanted to do this. That's the problem with the schedule, is you set these deadlines, and when you don't accomplish them, you tend to want to beat yourself up because that's what you, I mean, you set a deadline and make it.
Do you think it all started in like high school when they had you write like where do you see yourself 10 years from now?
Oh,
I'm
most
trying to
definitely.
find, I want to find out the origination of this damn timeline so I can kick someone's
They
ass.
showed us this thing we wrote in like third grade
That's
where
what I'm
we
saying,
thought
but
we would
then
be
it,
when we were like 18,
I'm
and I
like,
saw
was
when I was
this all just
18.
something that like because of what like happened in your life, like what you were surrounded by? So like,
Most definitely.
yeah,
Because
I.
I can tell you this because from people I know in schools that don't have the money, lower funded schools, they don't do stuff like this because they don't have the time to look in the future like that. And you talk to a lot of those people when they get to 18, I mean, we're confused, they generally have no idea. They're just like, jail or streets. Like, oh, you mean I can move a couple neighborhoods away and get a minimum wage job and change my life? I didn't know that was an option. So, like, you know, that's like, that is something, it's a good thing in this situation, but that is something they're instilling in us. Like, they are raising us to believe that. Because there are people that aren't getting raised to believe that, and we're seeing the
I know. I
product.
was like thinking about the whole nature and nurture. Like, I'm like,
Yeah.
when does this dumb timeline get embedded into
Yeah.
our brain?
But, like, I'm saying, like, I talk to so many people. So, like, I bartend and do some other stuff here, around there, and other jobs. And so many people just, like, come up to me, like, oh, you must have a girlfriend. Oh, you must be doing something good. This has to be a side job. Or, like, I bet you have all the friends and you do this. And I mean, to an extent, some of those are true, but sometimes they're not. But it's just like, and then I'll tell them I'm 26 and look like you're just such a baby. But in my head, I'm just like, I'm not. I first off, no, I'm not a baby. This beard isn't childish like that. But second, like I'm under the impression myself that I'm like so late and behind on stuff. And I have people telling me all the time, like, oh man, back when I was your age, I was doing this, or you should be doing this. So, I mean, it's just like I created a boundary in my own head. I mean, I didn't create it, but I let it grow in my own head. So I beat myself up on stuff. And there are people plain as day that don't see this boundary. This isn't just me. All of us set our own boundaries up. And when someone else looks at you, they don't see that tape line you put up for yourself. So, you know, just don't beat yourself up over something because you're the only one beating yourself up over it at that time. I don't know your background, but that's just a thing. Everyone's going through this. Like I said, don't beat yourself up because people don't see what you're going through. Other people are going through things too. So it's kind of like one of those being humble things. Like, I'm really bad at taking compliments. People tell me all the time, like, I have really nice eyes. And I'm like, thanks, I guess. Like, you too.
Okay, guys, wait a minute. I have to, like, because you can't see us. If you've ever watched Grey's Anatomy and Avery Jack or Jackson Avery, those are the kind of eyes Weston has. If you guys want to visualize us, we have a lean, light black man with the greeny bluey eyes, and I'm just short white girl.
She looks like JoJo from Fixer Upper, but but that's what I'm saying. Like, it's just like not something about myself I've been about, and people give me compliments about it all the time. So I said something else up, and it's a positive that I don't play off enough. And it's just,
He gets compliments on his sexy voice too.
and yeah, we're trying to put that out. So if any of you guys work in this radio industry, let's talk. We can work something out.
Anybody's in the voiceover industry, hit us up.
But basically, yeah, just don't, like, you know, people have insecurities or things they want to accomplish and haven't done it, as do you. So, I mean, it's just, no, don't think people are, you don't see these things. When you look at someone, like I said, you see this person, you think they're strong, they're confident. Like, you see these models, these skinny models, and you're like, oh, they're beautiful and they have great bodies. But in their heads too, they think like, this part of my body isn't right. Like, I don't have friends because I'm always working. Like, they
Oh
have
my
insecurities and
gosh.
doubts.
Yes.
Like, all these people, like, Fallon was
The
like, drew his hand in
competing
another,
world.
that's a whole other chapter. But the competing world, from the outside, being like a guy or anyone, you're like, oh, those are beautiful women. I'm sure they go out and get everybody. They're around a bunch of sexy people all the
Yeah,
time.
no.
No,
We're
they.
tired, we're hungry, we live at
So,
the gym.
yeah, just everyone has got these mental barriers up. Just realize, like, your barriers aren't what other people are putting on you. And just don't let that, like, stop your progress. Like I said, I think the timeline is good for the people that do want. If you are about the timeline, it can't, just don't let people slow you down. But slow yourself down if necessary. Obviously, like I said, I thought we were having kids around 22, 23. Yeah, slow the brakes on that. That's for the better of my own self now. I mean, I thought chocolate milk came from brown cows when I
Oh
was
my
four.
gosh.
Like,
Life expectancy is way higher than
but
before.
no,
We
I'm saying,
can't
like,
say.
at a time, I thought it made sense to have kids at
No,
22.
I know.
Now it would be so irresponsible to have kids in my life right now. But I still want it to happen.
Oh,
So,
yeah.
yeah, maybe I won't be that retired dad at 45, like, on a yacht and shit, whatever. 55, like I said, life expectancy's up. 55's the new 40, so suck it. Like, I'll be
Good.
cool. But it's just, if you're going to stick with the timeline, stay strong and stick with it. Just make it flexible. And the most important thing about all this, timeline or no timeline, is like, why are we doing this? We're in this to have a good time.
Yeah.
Too many times people forget, like, why do they want to, like, have a bomb job to get rich? Ultimately, because originally, before they forgot, they just wanted to have, or didn't want, a family. They just want to have a good time. They wanted to treat the ones they loved right, whether it was family or friends or themselves. They just wanted happiness in the end. So don't get too consumed in getting to the goal. If once you achieve the goal, was it even worth all the hardship? Was the chapters worth the end of the story?
Yeah, I think that's exactly how I was before. Like, as long as I'm never happy with, like, being, like, complacent. Like, I just want to always be progressing.
Right.
Then, like, I'm happy. Like,
yeah.
That's all I got.
And I think that's what everyone should do. Even if you're against a timeline or you're about it, at least just look like, what's the end goal? Like, even if you don't know what job gets you there, make sure happiness is there. And if you don't think what you're doing values the equals the happiness you're going to get to, I mean, maybe you should reconsider your timeline, take some time away, and just
step back and think about it, yeah.
Because none of us know the ultimate answer to what's the purpose of life, but I mean, hey, what's the purpose of your life if not making things better for yourself or your loved ones? So, I mean, that was a little deep right there, but, I mean, just remember, be happy. Don't work 80 hours a week to make money that you never get to spend on the ones you love.
And I guess, and my final point is just that it is okay to live an unconventional life. And
entirely
it
so.
Will work out. You will find your way.
Or make your way.
Yeah, exactly. You may not find it. You have to work hard and make shit happen. Anyway, guys, we wanted to thank you for joining us. I can be contacted on my IG handle at Fallon, F as in Frank, A-L-Y-N, underscore Cole, K-O-H-L. Same thing, my name, just Fallon Cole on Facebook, and my email address is Fallon underscore Cole at Yahoo.
And if you want to get a hold of myself, especially about that boy stuff we talked about, we know we can work with each other. I have a lot of things I can do off the radio for you, but just get at me on my email at bridges.weston@gmail.com. That's the best way to get a hold of me. I'm not as up to date with the Instagram as Fallon is. I'm working on it, though. So.
What's your IG handle?
My IG handle is weston_bridges. I don't know if you're supposed to say ad.
That's
or,
it.
Okay.
But also, Weston is with an O. W-E-S-T-O-N.
Yes, because it's like
Bridges,
a Weston Hotel.
B-R-I-D-G-E-S.
Gotcha.
Just so you guys know.
Well, thank you,
thank
everybody.
Thank you for tuning in to this heartfelt episode, and we will see you guys next time.
Have a good week, everybody. We will talk to you next time.